This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:06 with Kelvin and Hezriel on the evening edition, and we're now looking at how hair salons are doing since they've opened under the RMCO. So far, it's a mixed bag. On one hand, many salons and barbers are fully booked for at least the next 2 weeks. They're also taking the appropriate steps to protect both customers and staff by spacing seats, disinfecting premises regularly, wearing PPE and masks. And some even have separate sections for high-risk groups like the elderly and children.
Right, but these measures come at a cost. First off, it means fewer customers and higher operating costs. Many shops expect to spend anywhere between 300 to 1,000 ringgit on things like hand sanitizers and PPE. Others who usually offer services like perming and coloring are losing out since they're banned for now, and those actually account for 30 to 40% of revenue in some cases.
So while we've checked in with the industry on why they were eager to open, we wanted to follow up on how things are compared with previous expectations, as well as how they'll adjust moving forward. Can I come clean on something?
Yeah, I was just about to bring it up.
Israel. So I got a haircut day one.
Yes.
When it was ready. Just yesterday, I got a haircut.
And how was it?
It was okay. You know, it was okay. So never in my life would I have imagined a hairdresser wearing a full PPE kit just to cut my hair. It's not something I ever expected. I didn't even think that at least the SOPs would have been that strict. Did it make me feel safer? Yeah, but you know, I think there are still some kinks to work out, and there are still some struggles, right? Like when you get a hair wash, for example, if you have short hair, the ear loops on the mask kind of gets in the way. If they want to trim the sideburns, again, the mask gets in the way. So
right.
Just tiny kinks to get around. If you ask them to style your hair, you know, they can't necessarily do it with gloves on. It feels weird to them.
Right.
I think so in general, for hairdressers and stylists and barbers, it's going to take some time to adjust to some of these changes. It's huge. You know, they are wrapped up in plastic. It gets hot. So we'll see what happens come the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, but definitely I think important to address these gritty things. But I think it also, this situation brings into focus also how stimulus packages should be targeted differently for different sectors, right? The station's been having a lot of conversations about the past ones, including Prihatin and the latest one. Do barbershops need one-off salary subsidies as much as perhaps allocations to offset equipment like PPE, which in a way, cost more, are very important, are essential, essentially, to barbershops and hair salons. So I think these are things that really need to be re-examined, and it'll be, it'll be interesting to see how they adjust, like you said, whether it's the small things like how hairs are cut to the larger, the bigger picture on PPE and masks.
Yeah, because it's also really about volume, not in terms of hair, but in terms of the people allowed within a certain salon, a certain shop, right? You can't have as many people anymore. You can't be, if you're getting a haircut in one, you can't be seated next to a person getting a dye job, for example.
Yep.
So that's going to eat into cost. And how do you then redesign your business to fit in with the new SOPs? There's a lot to consider and there's a lot to do. And there's also likely a lot of costs involved.
Right. And I think there's a few gaps between how some salons and others are doing things like hair washes, for instance. I heard some require it, some don't allow it at all because they want you in and out very quickly. And I think something we might have forgot to mention is that the latest SOPs allow customers to be in the shop for 1 hour max, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll be it's interesting to see the different rationales for different SOPs.
After this, we're going to speak with Datin Winilu, founder of A Cut Above. You can let us know in the meantime, have you gone for a haircut yet? Are you looking forward to heading back to get one? You can call us 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It is 7:15 on the evening edition together with Kelvin and Hezrael, and we're catching up with hair salons, hairdressers and barbershops because they've just begun operations yesterday. So we're trying to see how they're doing with the new SOPs. And to help us answer some of those questions that we have on the line with us Datin Winilu, founder of A Cut Above. Datin Winnie, thanks so much for joining us this hour.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having me.
How's your business doing since it reopened?
Well, I think it has been so amazing, so overwhelming yesterday and today. And I think for the next whole week, we are really heavily booked, especially this weekend. Yeah, it's been good. And even for me as a semi-retired hairdresser, I overworked myself yesterday and today. I really overworked. Yeah.
So how...
I just got back to be in time for this. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're glad that your customers at least are keeping you busy in a good way. But how are you keeping in touch with your regular clients during the MCO? Were you confident that there would be demand when you returned?
I think for us personally, we feel that our clients have always been very supportive. Otherwise, we won't have lasted 41 years. So we have a very strong base of clients that we have always been having different ways of being in touch, from whether they are our followers on social media or even on WhatsApp, because we do keep numbers of our telephone numbers of our regular clients. So we can still sort of reach out to them. And we always sort of like remind them if they need to call or make appointment, to the extent of we were still sending stocks to clients who want to buy online. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have been sort of keeping in touch. And I personally especially keep a lot of my clients who've been with me. So we are sort of stay connected. Yeah.
And
for those maybe once in a while clients, we might not be aware, but the very regulars they're on our list.
Hmm. So walk us through what happens from the moment a customer enters your place to when they're done with the appointment.
Well, I'm sure you all know how strict the SOP has been for hair salons. So basically, what we need to do is the client has to be... they have to scan, if they don't scan the code, then they can always just write down their numbers, their name, and yeah, the time they check in, the temperature, and even to the extent. That means the important point is their temperature before they can come in. So if they have not allowed us to check in yet, even though they are some very special people, they still have to go through the normal, the usual way of lining up, social distancing while waiting. But because, you see, the good thing is we are able to manage until today. All the clients are appointment clients. So we don't really do walk-in for now because... Mm. We are so overbooked for the first 2 days. And even though chemical jobs are allowed, so we really try not to do chemical job for now because we want to fulfill the haircut appointment and finish them off first. So when the client comes in, of course, we will sanitizers are already on the desk if they need to, and then we will keep them up. Or sometimes if they really prefer to be seated before we keep them, we have a little option that we don't want to cluster the reception where everybody is trying to put everybody on, to keep them up or gown them up. So we will show them to their seat where our seats are already social distancing seats. Even though our salons are big, but we still manage, we still prefer to have social distancing seats. And, the shampoos and all things as usual, they can't sit down on the salon chair. We will just have to bring them to the basin for a quick wash. And, whatever it is, we follow very strict rules according to the guidelines.
Right.
Like whatever we are wearing, you know, people have been saying, oh my God, you are now a surgeon or a doctor. They call me Dr. Winnie, you know. I mean, since this is guidelines and SOP, we just obey the rules. And I got a feeling that they might eventually, if they know that we are doing good enough, they might take it out. Because, you see, I was told that today they decided that the shield can be optional SOP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, initially, yesterday until today, we were all wearing it, but we just got the info that it's optional. It's only for chemical jobs. So it is a haircut because it's so much blockage with another shield with a mask. I think we feel so choked up. Mm.
Yeah. So on top of what you've just described, are there any additional SOPs you're practicing that are not required by the government?
I think it's already so much there, so we didn't really want to overload the team. You know, like we are learning how to wear gloves to cut hair. So a lot of things is already kind of strict. So we don't want to really add any more things stricter to the team, because the team just. Like today, I was at the salon and the stylist said, oh my God, this is really tough. But we feel that for now, we really want our team to be happy too. So if we still want to add on anything to them, I think they will be very stressed. So for us, I think that whatever the government has instructed us to follow is already very, very strong. It's a very strong SOP already. We will not want to burden the client or burden the staff. Just that we have to keep reminding the client, can you wear your mask while you're having a haircut? But honestly, it's so difficult, even though we try to clip it to the neck. But then the client says, the hair is dropping on my mask. I think they were just, everyone just have to get used to. Yeah.
And speaking of your customers, how have they been feeling when they step in? You know, do they feel safe or do they feel a bit weirded out by what's required?
Today, my client put in Facebook, she said, she is a very scared lady, and she put in Facebook and said that I never felt so safe going to the hairdresser, you know, so protected. Because she saw the way we were practicing. Before I cut her hair, literally I disinfect. She saw we disinfect the chair before she sit down, and then my tools actually is already clean, even though she was my first customer at 10 a.m. I show in front of her that I just sanitized my scissors again, and she saw me wearing a new glove. Then in the end, she put in Facebook, actually, it's not so scary after all. So, I think it's a matter of time. People just get a little more relaxed and get used to it because even like today, a lot of clients came in, they feel so safe that they took out their masks, and we are the one who said, please don't get us in trouble. She said, can I take out my mask and have my hair cut? Because the hair, the loop on the ear and everything is not comfortable. So I said, yeah, but bear with us. I'm not the officer. If someone come and check on us, we are in trouble. And then we never remind the client. So, we really want the clients to be a little bit more cooperative. That's all.
And on that note, are there any additional challenges that hairdressers face when they're, you know, actually doing the cutting?
That's why the biggest challenge right now is the mask, especially sometimes we keep combing the loop somehow, whether it's on the ear or whether it's at the back, because we're so used to cut hair that is freedom hair, we call it. So suddenly with the loop on, and then another thing is when we are not surgeons, we work a lot on gloves when we color hair, but when we're doing a haircut, sometimes we keep nipping the gloves. the glove is like a little, and especially when the client's hair is really long, so when we comb the hair, because whatever it is, the rubber glove somehow just I think feel that there's something just being pulled into because I think of the glove too. Yeah, especially when the hair, when the client's hair is a little on the dry side, you know. So yeah, the tension is there. Especially yesterday when I first started on my first client, my client for the longest ever was asking me, how come, is it because you didn't cut hair for so many months, you suddenly, you know, you clipping my hair differently? I said, do you see that I'm wearing a glove? Oh, yeah, now I realize you're wearing a glove. Yeah, I think it was my glove. And after that, I get to realize that with the glove on, I have to have a very easy control. I cannot pull also. I need to, that means I need to have very lightweight even to comb the hair.
So, you know.
I think the glove is, well, because actually the hair is clean.
Yeah.
That's why we negotiated, we must have clean hair. That's the thing that the SOP, we have been really negotiating with all the association that allow us to wash hair because we are not barbers. We are all hair salon, we lifestyle. We want the client's hair to be, no matter how we want a quick hair wash at the basin, whatsoever. So I think the hair is clean. We can always wash our hair after the haircut. So, I mean, our hands. So I think, yeah, the glove become a little bit kind of challenging.
With gloves tearing and all that, I imagine that it will, you know, eventually add up. Could you tell us what are the biggest costs you have to account for to adhere to the new SOPs?
Of course, the suddenly everything added on, like every client is one glove. Oh my God, so it's a lot of money there. And then every client is a new cape that we have to throw. Even though it's not so good for the environment, imagine even disposable gloves, so what, disposable capes, but we're throwing so much things into the dustbin. The added cost, of course, the sanitizer, which I really do not want to be so petty about because for safety's sake, for protection sake, so much, you see, like we have to sanitize the salon so often, the chair before the client sit down, after the client sit down, you know. So is that after the client leave, you have to sanitize the whole area. So it's a lot of products, a lot of sanitizers being used. It's already one cost there. And then, of course, I have quite a chain of salons, so many thermometers. Everything have to be bought. And yeah, I'm not complaining, but most important thing is everyone is safe. So a lot of added costs to be back in business. And we can't even pass it to the clients.
Right. So you're saying that, just to clarify, customers are not bearing the cost of any of the equipment that you've needed to buy?
Well, we feel, I don't know, we just felt that it's a bit of our responsibility. We don't want to say that, oh, because now we have to give you a cape, we have to give you this, we have to give you that. So then if the client suddenly say, what about after 2 months, are you going to take it off again? You know, so... So it's like, it's like a little bit of a unnecessary argument.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to say, yeah, okay, next month no need to wear cape already, no need to wear glove already, then will you just give me back the discount? So we as a group, we have to be quite cautious about all those unnecessary arguments. So we would rather, if we feel that it's time for a cut above, yeah, to round off our price, like every January or let's say every June, we need to increase $2 or, you know, we rather treat it like if this is an annual increment or annual adjustment, not increment, adjustment. So we don't really, because of the sanitizers or anything like that, we don't really want to be in that position to say it's for sanitizers.
So, Dati, we have about a minute left. In the long run, how do you foresee coping with the new normal?
It's not until a vaccine comes in. I really think that we should all, not just our kinds, any people in the market, anybody, just any trade. I think if everyone have to practice a little bit of safety precautions, stay safe, then we'll be fine. Because I think most important thing is we really do not want to have a second wave. Everyone is already asking me this question. Please cut my hair shorter so I can last in case got another wave. So you see, the fear is there. So I believe if all Malaysians take on to this and everyone know how to be a little bit careful, I won't even say fearful, you know, be a bit more cautious. So everyone just, we can fight this together and let's stay strong, stay protected at all times. Don't just do it like as though it's normal. Yeah, it will be this way for a little while until a vaccine or cure comes in. You know?
Good to remember.
Yeah. So it's really something that we all have to do our part. Yeah.
Dr. Minnie, on that note, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Dr. Winnie Liu, founder of A Cut Above, talking to us about how the industry is dealing with the new SOPs. We have the 7:30 p.m. news coming up. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.